Right now, we're going to talk about something else that is basically extinct in the world of sports, and that is the poster. Welcome to Poster Talk here on The Ticket.
Yay!
Fernando found a really interesting article on Vice by Andrew Wong about sports posters in particular. And like a lot of things, they write, as the world has become more digital, the value of owning a permanent physical item seems to matter less and less. We have seen this with music. CDs have been replaced by streaming services. We've seen it in the world of video, DVDs and Blu-rays replaced by streaming everything. A TV show, a movie is just a click away. And one guy who runs a sports poster shop, he says it's the only one left in the world, says, I wouldn't say there's a death of sports posters, but there's definitely been the death of the iconic sports poster. He says posters are no longer a cultural event. And he also says there's no growth in the marketplace. We haven't had any growth in about 10 years. People are forgetting about posters. Whereas when we were kids, what posters you put on your bedroom wall, I mean, that was kind of everything, because you spent so much time in your bedroom and you were staring at that poster, and it was your window to the world. You didn't have an internet to jump on and surf around and get whatever you wanted at the drop of a hat. You didn't have a ton of books or magazines. You had some, but you didn't have anything that was giant like a poster you could put on your wall. You could rip out the page of a magazine, maybe a picture of your favorite athlete, and tape it on the wall. But it wasn't like having a poster that might have been 3 feet by 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess when it pertains to music, it's about how we used to buy music, and that's where, at least I used to get my posters, was when I'd go buy a record. That's where I'd buy the, you know, U2 posters or Beatles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't go to a place to, well, vinyl's coming back. But I seriously doubt vinyl shops have posters, do they?
Yeah, I think they do.
Do they?
That run actual vinyl shops, throwback vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll have posters.
Yeah, but they have everything throwback.
Yeah, anything nostalgic like that.
But what about the sports poster? Do kids today put sports posters on their wall?
Mine didn't.
I mean, in just the kids' rooms that I've seen, relatives, whatever, I haven't seen a sports poster in 20 years.
That went away in the 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, my generation might have been the last to really lean on the poster in your room.
So I just tweeted two of the posters that I had on my bedroom wall. I had several when I was growing up, and I would switch them out every few years, and I even carried that into college, George. You saw I had a few posters on the wall in my dorm room.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite posters were the Sports Illustrated posters, and the one that I tweeted of George Gervin, that's the one on the right. That was the Sports Illustrated poster that you could order out of the back of SI, and it had a white border. And in black type print, it would have the athlete's name just over to the left margin, and it would have an in-action photo of the athlete and their autograph on it. And it was certified by whatever league they played in. So this particular one that I must have spent, I'm going to guess, 4 years of my childhood staring at, and I mean solid, you know, total time.
Just trying to channel ice.
Yeah, it was on my wall for 10 years in my childhood, probably. I memorized every single face on that poster. It was the Iceman going up to dunk on Truck Robinson. And in the background, I even memorized everybody sitting on the Washington Bullets bench, including Bob Weiss and Dick Motta. They were on the bench at the time. And I can't tell you how much time I just sat there, staring at that poster. And of course, the other one I had up was the other one that I tweeted, the iconic, what I consider to be the greatest sports poster of all time, the Nike Iceman poster. It's got George Gervin in a silver jumpsuit with ice on the lapel, and he's got a hand on a silver basketball on each side of him, and he's sitting on giant blocks of ice, and it just says Iceman. I think that's the greatest sports poster of all time.
That's great. And do you still have these, or do you just go find them and post them?
I believe I still have them.
I wonder if they're worth anything, a poster from a long time ago.
According to this article, it doesn't sound like they are. Mm.
You got me thinking, mentioning an NBA poster, and I didn't realize I am in a poster.
You are in a poster?
Yes, I'm in Spud Webb's dunk poster.
I know this to be true.
So I just looked it up. That's a weird response. I have hair.
From the All-Star game?
At Reunion Arena, 86,
yes,
the dunk contest.
Look it up. I'm right there at when they gave us good seats.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
We probably laughed about that. Isn't that Mike Fernandez from Channel 5?
Yeah.
Look at that.
When George and I were in college, we shared a bedroom, and over each of our beds, we had the Sports Illustrated Danny White poster, the exact same poster. So when you walked into the room, you saw the exact same poster over each bed.
So great. Danny and the Road Blue.
The chicks dig that.
Man, oh, they did.
No, they didn't.
Y'all have matching Danny White posters? Okay, see you later.
Well,
some of the great sports posters. Do you remember the Bash Brothers poster? Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco.
I had that one.
That was wildly popular. So was the Land of Boz, the Brian Bosworth poster when he went to Seattle.
I sculled that one.
If you start sculling Boz.
So was Space, the Final Frontier, the Michael Jordan poster, him going in for a dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Chairman of the Boards poster?
Yes.
There were several versions of, like, group posters. There was the Supreme Court Nike poster that showed all of their athletes dressed in robes like they were judges, which I always thought was very funny.
We had the Doomsday poster. Wasn't there a Doomsday poster? It was not any.
There wasn't any gag to it.
They were just kind of sitting there, standing there.
White, Martin, and Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the front four.
Yeah.
We had that in our room. We had a Roger Staubach poster of him dropping back to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were the only sports posters we had. The rest of them were all Journey posters.
Do you remember this Nolan Ryan poster? It's him in a Rangers uniform.
Oh, yeah. The duster?
Yeah, the duster.
That was front and center at the house.
Mm-hmm. Old West Street, and he's dressed as a gunslinger.
I still have a poster. Tom Landry, Leroy Neiman print.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
You know what? One year, Burger King, it was the 76 Summer Olympics, they gave away Olympic posters done by Leroy Neiman,
and I collected those.
Leroy
Those Neiman. May be worth something.
Is he still with us,
no, Leroy Neiman? No, he passed away just a couple years ago, didn't he? Hmm.
Don't remember.
He was genius. You remember this Bo Jackson poster with shoulder pads and a baseball bat?
Oh, yeah.
The Nike one?
Yeah. That was a good one.
Kyler Murray redid that one last year for his Heisman campaign.
And then two of the most popular posters of all time, one sports and then one not sports that we will transition to. Do you remember the blonde golfer Jan Stevenson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
George, I know you'll remember her. This was a wildly popular poster. It's her with the golf club and her dress being blown up.
Marilyn Monroe pose.
So you see her bottom.
That's very offensive.
And then, of course,
bottom.
I think everybody knows the answer to this trivia question. The best-selling poster of all time, 1976, it sold 12 million copies, the Farrah Fawcett poster.
You bet.
Why was that so popular?
All right, there are several reasons. Number one, she was the most popular female on Earth at the time. Number two, it shows a nipple.
Mm-hmm. Does it really?
Well, I mean, you can see it through the swimsuit. And back in the day,
that was Braille.
Back in the day, that was pretty risque.
Yeah.
Like, all of us kids freaked out because we could see that through her swimsuit.
But it was on TV all the time. If you look at women back in the 70s on TV, they would show their...
Yeah, but we didn't have freeze frame back
baby
then.
Baby faucets.
Well, and look at this. Yeah, exactly. George is right. We didn't have freeze frame, so this froze the frame for us, this poster. And look at all the inner thighs she's showing.
You bet.
Yeah, but it's such a conservative swimsuit.
For 1976, it was not.
Yeah. It was epic in 76.
My brother had that poster on the wall.
See, wasn't it always interesting what parents would approve in? Like, there's no way I could have hung that in my room, but I think the Thetfords had it.
Made-up name.
Neighbors of mine. And yeah.
Thetfords.
Yeah. Randy and Harry.
So that never hung in your room,
no.
George? What about you, Junior?
My mom would not allow that.
No, I never had this in my room, but my cousins had it in their room. And so when I would go visit them, which we would 4 or 5 times a year.
You'd turn that place into a whackateria?
Man.
What?
We would just sit around staring at that poster. So you guys
too far.
You guys had rock really? Posters?
That yeah. was very old manny sounding just then.
You guys had rock posters.
You guys have some rock posters in here?
I had Beatles.
You guys have some popular musical posters?
You too. I think posters? I had an alarm poster. And I don't think I have them anymore. And it was one of those purging things where you're going through and thinking, nah, I'm never going to unveil that. I wish I would have hung on to them.
Why?
I don't know.
It would be kind of cool to, if you did find all your old posters that you stared at throughout your childhood. If you found them rolled up in the attic and you reframed, you know, framed yeah, them nicely them and preserved them and put them up. It's because it's such a nostalgia trip to see those old images. I did a Google search to try to find some of my old... I was trying to find one old Journey poster that I had because I only thought I had one. But then I was looking at the images... And lo and behold, I think we owned about six or seven of these things.
Man, really?
I, yes, I remembered them. Yeah, I was a huge Journey fan. Oh, yeah.
I had several U2 posters, and yes, they were always facing opposite ways.
They yeah, were never they couldn't face the camera. Face the camera. They yeah. were always caught while they were being contemplative.
Never smiling.
Never smiling.
Yeah, they had deep thoughts.
Then, boy, that started a trend, too. Every yeah. band after them had to have the contemplative staring off, everyone in different directions because yeah. we just...
1,000-yard stare.
You know, hold on, yeah. photographer, we'll get back to you. We just realized something about something. The elements of time.
We're so soul. Creative. Mm-hmm. We're creating right now.
Yeah.
We can't be disturbed. To this Vomit. Day, bands don't smile in their Vomit. Pictures. I felt
it's
like
vomit. It was great.
At some point in my 20s, I felt like that to be an adult, I had to stop putting posters on the wall. Like, yes. if you were going to put one up, you had to frame it, right?
Yeah.
Kids, yeah. high school, college, you can put them on the wall without frames. But if you want to be considered an adult, you had to start framing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember always hating putting the tack in there. It just felt like you were...
You're ruining it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, how else are you going to hang it?
The putty. Well, now you the have magic, putty, I guess, was good. Yeah. Magic putty.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I thought Charles Barkley had a good quote in this article about sports posters. He said, the poster made you cool. You didn't make the poster cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was yeah. the case for almost all of those. And how about the term posterize? Do you know who came up with that?
Charles Barkley?
No. Hmm. 1991, Michael Wilbon, writing for the Washington Post, in an article he said described Sam Perkins getting out of the way of a Michael Jordan dunk to avoid being posterized.
Huh.
And that's the first known use of the word posterized.
I did not know that.
And then, not long after that, Sean Bradley became the most posterized athlete in the history of the free world.
Gosh, man, I had started watching Space Jam for the first time the other night.
Classic.
Greatness.
And Sean Bradley's in Space Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just freaked my bean.
That's why the Monstars lost.
The Monstars.
Yeah. They lost because of the greatness of Jordan and Bugs Bunny being very
and
crafty.
Bill Murray. And you know what? I can't get over Bugs' new voice. Why people think that sounds at all like Mel Blanc is just unbelievable. How could you not find one human being who can sound like Bugs Bunny?
I don't know. That's as close as they could get.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's how great Mel Blanc was.
Good question for Peter King, too.
All right. That's Space sure. Jam Talk, also known as Poster Talk, here on The Ticket. Coming up next.
Classic audio.